This goes to Dr. Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, fax 616-754-9883, regarding June Patmore, P-A-T-M-O-R-E, date of birth June 16th of 1938. Dear Dr. Wilder, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Patmore with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of renal artery stenosis. Her last visit was June 21st of 2021. She has lost 4 pounds over the last 9 months. She did receive her third mRNA vaccination for COVID-19 in November of last year, and she's not had COVID-19 illness to her knowledge. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, mild dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no sputum production, cough, or wheezing, no chest pain or palpitations, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. Her chlorthalidone was increased from 25 milligram daily to 50 milligram daily. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Currently, she's taking Tylenol Extra Strength, one tablet twice a day, and she wonders if she could increase the dose to one every 8 hours, and she is certainly able to do that from a renal standpoint. Physical examination, vital signs, her weight is 162 pounds, pulse 45, and blood pressure is 122 over 59. She is on Atenolol, 25 milligram once daily. Currently no symptoms of dizziness, but perhaps that may need to be monitored, the low pulse finding today per her home machine. But she, as I state, she is asymptomatic currently. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 8th of 2022. Albumin 3.5, calcium is 9.6, creatinine is stable at 1.18, estimated GFR is 44, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.0, her hemoglobin is 11.5, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no evidence of progression. Hypertension, well-controlled, history of renal artery stenosis. The patient will should be able to have lab studies done every 6 months. That creatinine level has been stable for more than a year. She should continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents. She could increase Tylenol 500 milligram to every 8 hours from her current BID dosing. That would be safe from a renal standpoint, and the patient was advised of this. And we'll be rechecking her in this office in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.